The high school in Young, Arizona recently had its high school graduation. It's a ceremony just about every high school in America holds every spring. But here at Young, it's most likely the last one they'll have for 3 years. The unique story is this edition on the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It's hard to tell you exactly how to get to Young, Arizona. It's about 2.5 hours northeast of Phoenix. It's the place recent high school graduate Hunter Robertson has called home for all of his life. You never know exactly how long it will take to get there. The last bit of the road can be a bit challenging.
It really depends on the road conditions, because we do have 15 miles of dirt road that's sometimes maintained.
But how did Hunter wind up in such a remote place?
Both my parents lived in Lake Havasu and hated it, both for the climate and the city. So in 1996, they moved up there. My dad flew a plane over it one time, and he was a realtor at the time and looked it up. And well, he's a bit of a hermit, so he really clung to that and took my mom up there, and we'd stayed ever since.
Young has about 600 people and one small but mighty school.
So our school's K through 12, and I think at the end of this year it had about 45 students. So my graduating class of 7 was the biggest since the 90s, and now this year, unless we have any new move-ins, we have no incoming juniors or seniors.
So there won't be another high school graduation here for 3 years.
On the elementary side, we also like bundle up. So we have kindergarten, first and second, that's one teacher, and we have third and fourth grade with another teacher.
As Hunter heads to college, he believes he's just as well equipped as someone from a big school in Phoenix.
I'd argue that it's probably a bit stronger because, again, I've been in a class of maybe 6 people, 7 people. Maybe my biggest class ever had 15 people in it. So there's always the connection with the teacher that you're always able to get help. And there's just so much more time per student that the teachers are able to hand out.
Traveling the countryside near Young, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.